This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not Kim on a whim. But Scott on the spot.
I want to talk a little more about this America party that Elon Musk is proposing to, well, he's actually started it, he says. I think it is interesting. Third parties traditionally have not succeeded in the United States. Independent candidates have not succeeded in the United States. But President Trump yesterday said it was ridiculous that Elon was rolling out a third party, and I disagree with him on that. I don't think it's ridiculous. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work. It probably won't, but I don't think it's ridiculous because we're in a situation right now where we have extreme candidates who are winning in the primaries, and there's a little bit of discontent among a large percentage of the voting public who actually doesn't vote. That's the problem. People aren't voting in the primaries. They wait till the general election, then they weigh in. But the candidates who win the primaries are a little bit farther right or left than we've had in recent decades. And this, I think, is part of the problem with the how divided the country is right now. We don't have many centrist candidates anymore. Everyone's either very far left or very far right. We've had it here in St. Louis, the progressive movement kind of taking over. And finally, voters did go to the polls when Tashara Jones was up for re-election against Kara Spencer, and they said, nah, we're not having this anymore.
Thank goodness.
And absolutely. But on a national level, it's still happening. And whatever Elon Musk is going to make his message, I don't know, common sense, the Doge thing did not go well. And obviously, Musk and Trump have had a huge falling out in the last few months.
When you say the Doge thing didn't go well, what do you specifically mean?
I mean, the response to it nationally has been, you know, very significant. And the idea of it was popular. That was popular. The execution was not.
See, I love what they've done. I think that they've done a phenomenal job at cutting fat, for lack of a better word. You think about all these. I know it was controversial. There's no doubt it was controversial, and it will continue to be controversial because just because Elon's no longer part of it doesn't mean that there aren't still a bunch of people who are trying to figure out ways we can cut unnecessary spending. But you think about some of the stuff that they came out with. Let's just talk about USAID. And they've said last week that they're essentially dissolving that. But it was such unnecessary junk that we were funding. And we have no clue until they unearthed it because of Doge. We had no idea that we were paying for this junk. Like,
sure.
What was it, a trans opera in some foreign country? Like, why are we spending our tax dollars here in the United States to support something like that?
Yeah, that story is still a little suspicious. I'm not sure that's true. But, yeah, no, the principles of Doge were definitely very popular. Elon Musk was not. And the way he went about it was not. The principles of it were. But I'm saying Elon turned out not to know how to go about it in a way that, you know, President Trump has shown to be able to do, to so that, you know, people accept. And Trump immediately started snapping back at him. He's like, whoa, how are you going about this? So I find it interesting, though. Well, the biggest thing for him is he's got a ton of money. I mean, he's the world's richest man, so he can do whatever he wants. And you can't just start a political party from the ground. You have to start it usually from the ground up. But he's way above the ground. That's the thing. He has so much money that he can, you know, probably get some sort of grip, at least for one election cycle, with his ideas. So I do think that there will be people who will gravitate toward his party, and whether they're Democrats or Republicans, I don't know. You said earlier you think it'll be Republicans. That seems logical. I'm not sure.
I think both parties will be hurt, but I think the question you have to ask is which party will feel it more, and I think it will be the Republican Party. And truth be told, I believe Elon wants that. I believe that, I mean, because he came out with this tweet about, I'm starting the American Party. I mean, I think hours after Trump signed the Big Beautiful Bill. Mm-hmm. He's really mad about this. And I understand. I get his frustration in the sense that it's going to add $3.3 trillion to the deficit. Look, I don't like that either. I have been so clear about this Big Beautiful Bill that I think there are phenomenal things in this bill that, to me, they were phenomenal enough that they outweighed the bad, and I still was in full support of it passing. But that does not mean that I like everything about it. I'm tired of lawmakers on the federal level and the local level here in Missouri. We just spend, and we don't talk more about ways to cut. I'm tired of that. But at the same time, I feel like Elon is also mad about this whole stuff in the bill related to the EV mandates, and he doesn't like that because it hurts his business. I understand that, but I feel like this is him acting like a 5-year-old and just being like, well, you're not invited to my birthday party. He's mad at Trump for doing this. He feels probably betrayed is the word that comes to mind. And so I feel like he's doing this out of spite to hurt Trump, to
possibly
hurt the Republican Party.
People with power and money often do things out of spite. I mean, it's just the way human beings operate sometimes. I don't think, I mean, I want to see it play out. I thought the poll was interesting. It said 40% of people who were polled would back the idea of Musk's third party. But in reality, when they go to the polls, they vote Republican or Democrat. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I don't necessarily agree with the idea of a two-party system. I don't think that's necessarily the healthiest way to operate in a republic. I think more...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Options is better, but traditionally people do not vote independent. So
I'm looking at his X feed right now, and he's still talking about all the different things that the America Party will be focused on. It says reduce debt, responsible spending only. Well, obviously we all like that. I mean, these are things that all of us, most of us, let me say that, most of us support. But the problem is that, that's why you have stuff in the big, beautiful bill, for example, that we're all angry about on both sides. You're never going to have a bill that's going to perfectly please one side, because there's a reason there's a balance of power. Because you gotta, unfortunately, I guess, you know, because we don't love it, but you have to compromise. So we're naturally going to have stuff in any bill that we're not super jazzed about, but the trade-off is that you do get some of the stuff you like, and you use that as the starting point, and then you try to work it from there. Like, for example, with these Republican Congress members, one of them, by the way, being Eric Burleson, who we're speaking to at about 808, they were concerned about the changes that were made on the Senate side. But it sounds like, and this is a question I want to ask him, did you talk to Trump on the phone? Were you one of the Congress members who Trump called to say, hey, I'll offer you this, I'll get this executive order issued as a way to kind of soften the blow and say, hey, please vote for the big, beautiful bill, we have to pass this?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on behind the scenes. Obviously something, because it ended up passing pretty easily in the House. It was razor thin in the Senate, and that it to the point of where the votes are going to come from for this party, if they are America Party. The next, you know, big election is the midterms, and right now the Republicans control Congress. The question is, will they continue to after that? So, if the America Party does steal votes from the GOP, it could end up being that the Democrats control Congress for the second half of President Trump's term.
Like, going back to what he stands for with the America Party, it says like they're going to reduce debt. They want to modernize the military with AI and robotics. They're pro-tech, accelerate to win in AI, less regulation across the board, but especially in energy, free speech. Those are more in line with the Republican Party platform versus the Democrats. So I don't think he's going to win over a lot of liberals.
No, I don't think so either. And that's why I'm saying it does matter. And the fact that the bill passed last week is huge for the president, because in the midterms, after the midterms, if the Democrats do regain some control of Congress, it's going to be very difficult for him to pass things like that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you kind of making the comment, which what I do get what you're saying about there's like, you know, you have like the far left, and then you could also argue it's the far people, the very conservatives, which I would more be in line with the very conservative people. But I feel like this is speaking from my perspective. I feel like we almost had to be that way to counter some of the junk, for example, that Biden put in place. Like, he was allowing men in women's locker rooms and allowing the boys to change in front of the girls and pushing all this stuff on us that we didn't agree with, and forcing kids to deal with this stuff in school. And so I feel like we had to counter that. And so it made it seem like we were more extreme on one side. And again, I'm only speaking from my perspective, but that's kind of how it feels. It's like people went so far left that I feel like to counter it, we were like, okay, well, we have to push back. And now it feels like we're on two totally opposite sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, my only point was that so few people vote in the primaries that it does, they tend to vote for the candidates that are on the far right or far left, as opposed to when you get more people, you have more of a middle. There's not as much middle anymore.
I wonder what will happen next year with the primary, because that will be big. And people are talking about what kind of an impact will the signing of the big, beautiful bill have. Will that help Republicans? Well, they have about a year or so to try to prove that this is, in fact, a good thing.
Yeah, it's going to be here before we know it.
Yeah. So. And what will the voter turnout be? Let's just hope it's not like the school board elections, because that's pathetic.
Well, the election we had last week, there was a election for 8th ward here. It was 14%. Now, obviously, presidential elections generate much higher turnout, but relative to turnout for decades has been low.
You can't complain if you do nothing about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing Americans have in their hands that they can do. Vote.
Let's not take this for granted. Some people would die to be able to actually have their voice matter and mean something. And we just take it for granted and say, well, I don't know. I was really tired today. I couldn't make it. I didn't want to wait in a long line. Bring a lawn chair. I mean, there are ways to go about that. I mean, I'm so tired of excuses. Coming up on the other side of the break here in about 3-4 minutes or so, Scott, you mentioned this in your headlines, but I wanted to dive deeper into it. This whole debacle with the fireworks in downtown St. Louis, because I saw some crazy video over the weekend. It just infuriated me knowing that these, well, for lack of a better word, idiot teenagers are doing this and they're celebrating it and thinking it's funny, and people's, quite literally, their lives were in danger and businesses. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.